Blog Talk Radio.
That is right. That music means it's time for GTE Radio 193.5, the show about all the latest and greatest things happening right here at GTE Financial. And it's May. How did we get here? It's May. And what May means is it is graduation season. It is end of school season. It is when families decide, hey, maybe we should live somewhere else. Maybe we need to move somewhere else and buy a new house. And who better to talk to than Steven Schertzer from the Dream Team. Hey, Steven, how are you?
Hey, Jason, thanks for having me back.
It is so good to have you. And not only do we have to bring in the studio audience for the Dream Team, we got to bring in the whole band. Only department with its own intro music. It's the Dream Team. Yeah, man, I was telling you, looking at the Facebook page this morning, it's all about graduation. You're flying up to see your brother graduate from college, you said, I think tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Heading out to Indianapolis.
Summer season, and as you know, that is the busy time for you guys. Is the Dream Team ready?
Yep, we're ready. We are ramping up for another strong summer. Every year it seems like it hits us in full steam. You know, we have the winter where we're like a hibernating bear, and then all of a sudden, next thing you know, the summer's hitting us, and we're ramping up. We have some exciting things happening. The credit union recently rolled out a no closing cost loan option, which it's been out and advertised less than a week, and I've already had probably half a dozen borrowers asking me about it because it is a really good option for those borrowers who are looking to move into a home but maybe haven't saved enough and the summer crept up on them as well. So this is an option to where we can get them in a home and cover their closing costs for them.
Yeah, that is a big deal. I know I've told you the story maybe before on the show. When I closed on my first house, and I took a check over there for, I think it was $9,000. This may not sound like a lot to some people, but it was every penny I had in the world. And when I got to the house, I was like, wait a minute, where are the blinds? My parents' house had blinds in it and a lawnmower and a garden hose. And it was just amazing. When you close, I mean, it was like just there was a start of owning a home, not the end of it. So that is a great, great option, and one that would have benefited me tremendously back in 2000 when I closed on my first home. But that's awesome. We always have lots of great options for borrowers and folks. Now you obviously work in the Tampa area, a pretty hot and dynamic part of the country. What are your feelings on the housing market right now in Tampa? How do things look?
Well, I'd still say it's a very strong market right now. What a lot of the realtors that we talk to and even the borrowers we see firsthand, it's what you would call a seller's market. The homes that get listed do not stay on the market very long. I got a contract this week where it was listed for less than 4 days. So it is, you know, homes are, you know, they're listed, and then the next thing you know, they're under contract. So it can be frustrating and almost demotivating to a borrower to where they get into these bidding wars maybe 3 or 4 times before they, you know, actually get into a home. And it's really been that way since when I bought my first home, which was almost 3 years ago now. Same exact kind of market. So, but it is good market overall. Still a growing market, obviously. And anywhere in Florida, it seems like, is a growing market. Tampa Bay area, especially, though.
And that's awesome. And you know, one of the best things you can do is when you're dealing with, you know, like you said, bidding wars, and there's lots of competition out there for the mortgage business, is to have as many possible leads as possible coming into the Dream Team. How can the employees continue to help send you guys good and qualified referrals?
Well, I think the biggest thing is just to remember what we offer. What makes us unique also is the credit union side of it. We have great loan options for borrowers. We have, which I just touched on, the no closing cost option. For first-time homebuyers, a loan that I actually like better is our first-time homebuyer program, where a first-time homebuyer can put as little as 3% down. And it's not even necessarily a first-time homebuyer, just anybody who hasn't owned a home in the last 3 years. So you have those two programs that are unique to the credit union. We do portfolio lending with with our 5-5 arm. So, you know, all the loan officers, the member relationship officers in our centers, remember, those are the things that kind of make us unique. Also, what sets us apart from the big mortgage brokers out there, your Quicken Loans, your Movement Mortgage, we do everything right here in the building in Ybor City. We do everything in-house. We don't outsource it. We don't outsource processing. We don't outsource underwriting. We make all the decisions here locally. So that makes us unique. It's a benefit for the borrowers. It's a benefit for realtors as well. So that's what I would, you know, continue to advise, you know, our employees, our team members out there, to just keep those things in mind.
Absolutely. That is a tremendous, tremendous benefit. My mortgage has been sold twice. And it seems like each time it was during tax season. So I'm having to run down my interest earned tax statement from the old borrower, which, who has time to do that, right? I mean,
who
wants to spend time doing that? So there is absolutely something very, very unique and special about having everything right there locally done. And that is awesome. Hey, listen, of course, we always like to end with, it's kind of a fun question, because I'm always amazed at the eclectic variety of music listened to by our GTE family. Last week it was Lorenz and Drake. Now, I've heard of Drake. I had not heard of the song. But what was the last song you listened to?
Well, besides the intro music of Our House, which is still in the top of my head right now, I love that intro song. Let's see, on Pandora, the last thing I had was Nights on Fire by David Nail. It's a country song. I got a couple favorite songs out there right now. T-shirt's one of the songs out there. Anything that the Zach Brown Band sings is amazing too.
Mm-hmm.
Some country flavor for you there, Jason.
I've had people mention Zach Brown on other programs. I've not had a chance to get into that much, but I know people really, really get into that band. So that's awesome. Hey, listen, as always, thank you so very, very much for joining us, and we'll talk to you very, very soon.
Sounds good, Jason. Looking forward to it.
All right, man. That's Stephen Church, everybody. The greatest. Right, folks. Hey, remember to ask questions, and you're talking to members on the phone in the community financial centers. Again, that musical vernacular. When you're playing music, a lot of times you're looking at the sheet of music, but also you've got your peripheral vision on other things. People may give you clues that they are in the market for a new home, and you just heard we got some great options for folks that are looking for a mortgage, and you heard Stephen talking about them. Hey, folks, let's continue to be the people we were in the interview, the audition. Let's drive our competitors crazy, and let's be in business forever. And until next we speak, we'll talk to you all next week. Bye.